Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and it's great to be here. My co-host today is Pastor Butch Paul. We're going to bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events, and it is August 2nd. It's a Monday, and it's 2021. Good afternoon. Hello, Butch.
Hello, Melody. Boy, it's so exciting. We made it through another month and right in, going down the year. We'll see what happens this month.
How about that? It's going to be a difficult month.
I think you're right. And I don't predict, I don't prophesy anything, but I do believe the rest of this year is going to be very interesting in a lot of different ways, especially with this coronavirus mess still building all over the world and the financial situations, the food situations. All this is adding up, Melanie. It's getting to be a kind of a shaky world to live in today.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. You know, everybody's all focused on, here's an interesting headline before I do the news. Chipmunks with plague.
What? You're kidding me.
No, I'm not.
And you're not talking about Alvin, are you?
No. Okay. No, I hope not. I don't want him to have the plague. But they're actually closing some areas of South Lake Tahoe.
Really?
Chipmunk tested positive for the plague. The Tahoe Daily Tribune reports that the Taylor Creek Visitor Center, Kiva Beach, and their parking areas will be off limits through Friday. They're going to be conducting vector controlled treatments to those areas. They said that the chipmunks had no contact with any people. They know. And so anyway, it is an infectious bacterial disease. It tends to be spread by chipmunks, other wild rodents, and their fleas. So it can show up within 2 weeks of exposure to an infective animal, and it can be treated with antibiotics. But there you go. So not
exciting
only
news. Wow.
Yeah, so not only do we have COVID to pay attention to, we have the plague. Anyway,
to
goal
run,
today.
Let's have pay to run attention in fear to from chipmunks.
Let's pay attention to gold today.
You see a chipmunk run. I'm sorry.
Let's
but anyway, go ahead.
For my fifth time, let's pay attention to gold and silver here. Gold today was up most of the day. We had a high of 1,821. We're now looking down 80 cents at 1,814. Silver was down 6 cents at $25.50. Platinum was up 5 at 1,058. Palladium was up 14, 2,764. So the dollar was a little bit stronger by 0.03 at 92.10. Crude oil was down 2.5 at 71.42. Yeah, I got gas today, $60, and it was only 3/4 that I
wow.
I had a quarter of tank in there, $60. For three quarters of a tank. It was $3.50.
Ridiculous. Well, you know, but another thing along gas, about an hour from here, the gasoline is 33 cents cheaper per gallon than it is where I live. Now, why is gasoline 33 cents cheaper an hour from where I live? I mean, go figure.
Because
yeah, that's exactly right. We have four lanes going right through our main town here. The price is up to $3.05. In Lewisburg, it's $2.83. Something wrong with that picture.
Yeah. Well, we saw Dow Jones. It fell, you know, almost 100 points today after late-day sell-off in stocks, all due to the corona, the variant, all based on the variant. And why am I going into my screen here? The U.S., the Dow was down 97 points at 34,838. The S&P was down 8 at 4,387. The NASDAQ was up, though, at 14,681. Europe, the main three, the DAX, FTSE, and the CAC 40 was up. Asia was up across the board. They were all up over one. Most of them were Nikkei, Shanghai. We're close to 2%. Hang Seng was up 1%. So 10-year yield, that's beginning to drop. Whoa, 1.17. Wow. Did that drop? Drop 0.063. Wow. amazing. I can't imagine what tomorrow is going to bring. You know, if something's going on when this happens in late trade. And so I'll be anxious to see what's going on. Didn't have a chance to follow the news today. We had some phone issues. So if you tried to call us today and you didn't get through, please call us again. And I'll call you back after the program. But there was U.S. manufacturing growth that seems to be cooling. Banks eased lending standards for businesses. So that doesn't sound good if banks have to ease lending standards. So it's the U.S. Senate pushes ahead with $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill. Haven't seen anything about the debt ceiling. Not that it matters.
I got a brief article here on that. I do.
Well, tell us
a brief article.
Tell us about it.
All right. Missed debt ceiling deadline kicks off high stakes fight. A 2-year deal to suspend debt ceiling lapsed at midnight following inaction from Congress and President Biden to give the U.S. more borrowing authority. The Treasury Department will now begin taking what it refers to as extraordinary measures to prevent the U.S. from defaulting on its debt. Like it's going to change anything. But anyway, these steps are likely to avert a default into October, November, before Biden will need to sign a bill to raise or suspend that limit again. The expiration of the debt limit has triggered numerous partisan standoffs over the past decade, most recently in 2019. Each time Congress has raised or suspended the debt limit, but the weeks before potential default have often been the most tense, both for financial markets and administration officials. I respectfully urge Congress to protect the full faith and the credit of the United States by acting as soon as possible, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen wrote in a letter. Now, I got to repeat that. I respectfully urge Congress to protect the full faith and credit of the United States. What a joke. Very few nations in this world respect us in a lot of different ways, but especially for the dollar. Most of them want to drop the dollar. But Janet Yellen says we've got to keep the full faith and credit of the United States. I don't know many countries have much credit or much faith in the United States anymore, Melody. I really don't, except those that have to. So this is it's going to do irreparable harm to U.S. economy and the livelihoods of all Americans by delaying action. I don't understand all the consequences of this. I don't. I know some of them. But we're so far in debt, they really think the extended debt ceiling is going to make us stable for a whole lot longer. How many times in our lifetime have they done this? Every year, about every year in our lifetime?
Every couple of years, yeah.
I
mean, it does mean nothing anymore. And that's the sad part. It should mean something. And it's going to mean something. But then it will be too late. And, you know, again, every time they increase the debt ceiling or whatever they do to it, just makes it worse for the future. They're just passing the buck. They're just kicking that can down the road. So let them do it. And for those of you who are protected and have your money protected and insured, we can sit back and watch. That's the great thing about gold and silver. We get to sit back and watch. So.
As if it's going to make any difference in paying the debt. As if it's going to make any difference in paying the debt.
Well, no.
The
thing of it is, they're not going to. They're going to default.
No, they're not.
But they're not.
So. They can't. Even if they wanted to, they can't.
Yes.
We can sell everything in this country and not cover the debt.
Yep.
So that's where we are, folks. We're so far in the hawk, we can't get out. If they took every dime we made as American citizens, everything we owned, and they have a lot of already, by the way. A lot of our what we call private property is now put up for collateral for world debt. But that is where we are.
Yeah.
And it's not going to get any better.
Nope. No, it is not.
I'll be quiet now.
What?
I'll be quiet and let you go and
you?
Say a few more things. Yeah,
you?
Me.
You? Quiet? And that's what usually say about women. Well, women are never quiet. The women don't have anything to say. Oh, boy.
Don't get me in trouble again, for goodness sake. Just, you know, gee.
But, yeah, I mean, it's you know, it's a quiet day. There's just, you know, biggest news out there is, of course, I was watching, for conversation's sake here, I was watching Fox News this morning. Was it on the radio? But they were talking about the military games in Wuhan back in October, November last year. Now they're actually coming out and this is what I've been saying from day one. Now they've been saying that, yeah, now they've been, they have information that people that were doing those, a lot got sick during mm-hmm. those military games.
That's true. Yes.
But yes. Now you're beginning to hear it in Main Street. And, you know, they're still not going to do that much of investigations on it and so forth. But, oh, yeah, I mean, that thing happened a lot sooner than what they did. And I still believe it has everything to do with those military games that they were holding over there. And it spread because you had, I can't remember how many countries they said were involved in that, a lot. So, and then you have the people going back to their countries. So that's how it was spread. That's how it was spread across the world. And, you know, whether you believe in it or not, I mean, it's still sickness and it's still there. So I know you don't believe in it, Butch, do you?
Well, I believe there's a virus, but I think it's a flu virus. It's all been hyped up to control the people, shut down the world, and they're still trying to literally shut down the world. We'll discuss that in a little bit, what's going on in Australia. But they're literally trying to shut down the world. And Cuomo, and I'll get this in a little bit too, said he wants businesses in New York State to not service anybody who doesn't have proof of vaccination. We're heading into something really big here, folks. I'm telling you, we are. You better prepare yourself. But if you like UBI, you're going to like the bill that Representative Ilhan Omar introduced in Minnesota. I guess you heard that already, though.
Well, why don't you tell us about it?
Well, all right. With new guaranteed income. I love that guaranteed income bill. Omar proposes sending most people in the U.S. $1,200 per month. Now, that is so exciting. We as a nation have the ability to make sure everyone has the basic needs like food, housing, and health care met. So the Minnesota Democrat. Democratic Representative Ilhan Omar of Minnesota is set to introduce legislation on Friday that would establish a guaranteed income program and postal banking services to provide U.S. adults, including undocumented taxpayers, with a $1,200 monthly check. For too long, we have prioritized endless growth while millions are homeless, hungry, or without health care, she said. The Support Act is co-sponsored by Congressional Progressive Caucus Chairman Representative Pamela Jayapal, as well as Representative Cori Bush, Dwight Evans, and Jim L. Bowman, all Democrats, all members of CPC. Huffington Post, which first reported the details of Omar's new bill, know that the Support Act would first create $2.5 billion grant program to fund local pilots and guaranteed income. These would run in hundreds of communities across the country from 2023 to 2027, provide funding for a national program. According to the news outlet, the National Guaranteed Income Program will start in 2028, sending $1,200 per month to adults making up to $75,000 per year, or heads of households making up to $112,500 per year, as well as providing $600 monthly per child. These payments would phase out higher incomes. Importantly, undocumented people who file taxes with ITIN number will be eligible. Legislation will also establish a banking system through the Postal Service for unbanked, underbanked, and individuals experiencing housing instability to receive payments. A 2018 report from the Federal Reserve Board showed that nearly 40% of U.S. adults could not cover a $400 emergency expense. Because the U.S. has more than enough resources, again, I repeat, we have more than enough resources to abolish poverty, Omar argued, allowing it to continue is a choice that legislatures make. Melody, Melody, Melody. That is pure, outright socialism, communism from a nonsensical individual who has no idea what she's talking about. And that's a fact. Or if she does know, she's doing this on purpose. But I really believe she's so ignorant that she actually thinks this is true.
You know, the thing is, of anything that comes out of these people's mouths, I mean, it's just for elections. It's just to get voted in. It's just to, so they can go down an easy street. They don't believe any, you know, and you know what you said, that it's time to guarantee food and health care. Well, we already give them food. That's what food stamps are.
And health care, too.
So how much more, you know, it's just like, It's
frustrating.
You know, and it's not, you know, and I get tired because we have to defend ourselves because it doesn't mean that we don't want to help people. It's just, you know, you just can't take from one to give to another. You know, and listening to these politicians talk about how they're going to be paying for the infrastructure and for this new additional bill that they have, it's ridiculous.
It is.
We're not going to raise in taxes on anybody. It's like, what are you guys, insane? And they already know if they do it and they pass it, it's not going to get paid. But yet our taxes will go up.
Of course.
We're going after the wealthy. Oh, no, you're not.
They got to. We've got to understand this. And as a nation, we really don't. You can't go after the wealthy because the wealthy will pass it down. It doesn't work like that.
But the wealthy have too much money to go after. And then you end up those that are just, you know, trying to stay, you know, they're working hard. They're making a decent living. They're getting some bucks. And they're the ones that get impacted. They're the ones that get hurt the most. And the wealthy have enough money that they can move anywhere. They can move their assets anywhere they want and pay off anybody that they need to.
A lot of them do.
You know, and number one, we still shouldn't be going after the wealthy just to pay for somebody else's problems. It's just, you know.
It's immoral, to say the least. Not that it's immoral to help people. It's immoral to force somebody to take somebody else's property and earnings to do that if they do not want to help. That is their business. It should not be forced upon anybody. It should be voluntary, at least voluntary. But unfortunately, that hasn't been that way for a lot of years.
No, and it never will be.
No, not now. Too late.
It's too late. So you just,
way too late.
You know, and you know what? Hey, why work hard? Government takes it all.
I agree.
So, hey, you know, it's just...
Well, my son started earning some pretty good money this year, and he was so frustrated with what they took out on him in taxes. I said, Patrick, welcome to the real world of living
welcome
in a socialist nation.
World.
Yes, absolutely. A socialist nation does that. They punish those who work the hardest.
Yes.
It's that easy. So, anyway, that's where we are. And we just will get used to the fact that we're going to hear more about this, that, folks, this is not going away. You'll be hearing more about UBIs from now on.
We'll be right back because you're going to hear about our commercials here in just a few seconds. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with Pastor Butch Paw. And heading into the break, we were getting a little, well, it's for us, we were getting a little fired up about the taxes and so forth, and the UBIs, the Universal Basic Income. So coming to a town near you. This is the, yep. The changing of, and there's just no way it's ever going to go back. You know, it'll be interesting to see what happens when we've had those forbearances. People, you know, I mean, they've just gotten, you know, they're probably, it probably hurt them more to provide their forbearances on their homes. And now they have to deal with the additional funds that they have to come up with for their mortgages than if they would have just, you know, maybe got behind a month.
Let them tell us, yes.
You know, maybe they got behind a month or maybe even 2 months, and, you know, then maybe they could catch up with their unemployment and stuff and so forth. So I think with helping them out in the very beginning as much and extended it for almost a year and a half?
Yep.
They've created the problem is much, much bigger. And the same way with these, the moratorium on rentals and evictions. They've created the problem. I saw one guy who was interviewed this morning. He owns, some apartments. And the guy who rented it didn't have to pay his rent. So he ended up subletting his apartment out, collected that money, and never paid the landlord because he didn't have to. Now, that's probably a rare case and so forth. But who knows? They just made the problem worse.
Worse, as always.
As always.
You know, this article said at least 12 million households face eviction as moratorium ends. State and local governments have struggled to distribute $47 billion in federal money aimed at helping tenants who can't pay rent because of the pandemic-triggered downturn, leaving many people at risk of being forced out of their homes when the moratorium expires. All right, if they give them $47 billion, why didn't they pay their rent with it? I don't get that. What's the idea? What to give money to do what with? Anyway, just $3 billion the aid authorized by Congress in December and March had been delivered to landlords and tenants as of June 30th, the Treasury Department said in a report last week. So out of $47 billion, they delivered $3 billion. Meanwhile, many landlords have been squeezed because they have been able to collect rent, but remain on the hook for taxes, maintenance, and other bills. The moratorium, which originated from the executive order signed by then-President Donald Trump last August, shields tenants who have missed monthly rent payments from being forced out of their homes if they declare financial hardship. They still owe the back rent. The moratorium was originally set to expire December 31st, 2020, but Congress extended until late January, and then CDC has extended the order three times. Since when does the CDC get to pass laws? Somebody tell me how that works. In June, the Supreme Court rejected an emergency request to clear the way for evictions after the Biden administration said it would extend the moratorium for one final month. Justice Brett Kavanaugh voted with the 5-4 majority to keep the moratorium in place. However, he issued a one-paragraph concurrence saying he believed the moratorium was unlawful, but was willing to leave it in place for July. In my view, clear and specific congressional authorization via new legislation would be necessary for the CDC to extend the moratorium past July 31st. And he's right. They have no authority. The CDC is telling landlords, you're going to have to go hungry, boy, because we're going to pass the moratorium. Nobody's got to pay you. And then Brett Kavanaugh said, well, it's illegal, but we'll enforce it another month. What kind of laws and what kind of courts are these? They do what's illegal, know what's illegal, and say it's okay anyway? Melly, this is nonsensical. I mean, why do you have a court if they're not even going to enforce the laws and say they know it's wrong, but they're not going to enforce them? What is wrong with this picture?
That was just the same thing as Obama and the DACAs. Is it the DACAs?
That's true. That's true.
And he came out and said it. Well, you know, I'm really not supposed to do this. This really isn't legal.
It isn't right, but
I'm going to let the next guys worry about it.
This is insane, and the CDC says we're going to keep it going. CDC is a private corporation, folks. And even if it was government, they don't have the authority to do this. No more than the governors had authority to shut down business in the state. They have no authority for that, but the people say, yes, sir, master, and they do what you're told. That's why we're in this mess. Now, you get me fired up again, Melody. I wish you quit that.
It's Monday.
But this really frustrates me. The people are this complacent. I don't understand it. But I do understand this. If you're a landlord and you depend on rent to pay your bills, pay your property taxes and bills and maintenance and keep your home going, and you can't get paid for the property that you own, who's going to take care of you? Out of $47 billion to help these people, they got three being distributed. Mel, there's something. Somebody's getting a big kickback here somewhere.
Yep.
I mean, if they said, well, we only got $42 billion out of $47 billion, that's still terrible, but $3 billion?
The states are using it. You know, states
it's
are using
it. It's unbelievable. But
where's the money going?
That's the point.
You know,
where's it going?
The states... You know, if the states are getting it, the states aren't using it. They're using it for their own little problems that they have.
That's probably how they're giving away gifts like our governor did to the people who got vaxxed. He gave away free gifts.
Yeah,
Maybe that's where the money comes from.
I'm sure a lot of it's going to their pensions. I'm sure it's going to pay down their debt. I'm sure it's, you know, to keep them solvent, too, because the taxes aren't being paid.
That is so frustrating. So frustrating.
I mean, it's really... But yeah, I mean, what is going to happen?
And what happens
when they're, you know, if everything, what if their federal benefits end the same way? I mean, they don't want to work now.
And what do you think the percentage of this country, of people in this country that know the CDC can't pass laws? What do you think the percentage of people is to know that? Maybe 10%, possibly. Because it's heads government, they can do anything they want to.
Yeah.
I know what happened. We're uneducated. We know nothing about our Constitution, Bill of Rights. We don't know what that is. It's not taught in school. We really don't care because the TV says it still works. So I'm watching a ball game. Don't bother me.
Did Kavanaugh really say that?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Now that took some brass now to say that. I mean, we know it's illegal,
stupidity.
But we're extending 1 month, you know?
Stupidity. Oh.
Yeah, well, it took a lot of gall. I mean, who corrected him? No one said, we can't do that. Other justices didn't say, well, we can't do that. They did it.
Well,
so we move on now. Can I let that go so I'll quit ranting and raving so much? Because I get really frustrated about this. I'm 72 years old. I got through high school by skin of my teeth. I served 4 years in the military. I made a living for a lot of years now. And I'm not the brightest bulb in the house. But I can see this is a fraud. I am certain the more educated people out there are a lot more intelligent than I am. If they would just take time to look, could see what's happening. We have been swindled again and again and again, but no one pays any attention to it. As masses go, very few pay attention to it.
Hmm.
So, American swine fever reaches Americas. Threatens number one pork producer, USA. Okay, folks, here we go again. African swine fever, which destroyed 70% of China's pork, had been confirmed in Americas. Though the USDA assures us all is well due to new biosecurity measures, failures to contain HSF in China, Germany, and elsewhere suggest otherwise. Could this lead to the shutdown of the number one pork exporter in the world and do unimaginable damage to farmers in the U.S.? Is traditional farming and ranching really too dirty and dangerous to continue? Or is this part of the war on meat? So this is amazing. This came out of the Ice Age Farmer broadcast, and we'll add a little bit to that along the same lines where we're on that topic. And I look at this and just scratching my head. I don't eat pork because pork's not good for me. I know that, so I don't eat it. I have problems with it. Bacon may disappear in California as pig rules take effect. Now, this is for real, people. Thanks to a reworked menu and long hours, Jeannie Kim managed to keep her San Francisco restaurant alive during a coronavirus pandemic. That makes it all the more frustrating that she fears her breakfast-focused diner could be ruined within months by new rules that could make one of her top menus, bacon, hard to get in California. Our number one seller is bacon, eggs, and hash browns, says Kim, who for 15 years has run Sam's American Eatery on the city's busy Market Street. It could be devastating for us. At the beginning of next year, California will begin enforcing an animal welfare proposition approved overwhelmingly by the voters in 2018 that requires more space for breeding pigs, egg-laying chickens, and veal calves. National veal and egg producers are optimistic they can meet the new standards, but only 4% of hog operations now comply with the new rules. Unless the courts intervene and the state temporarily allows non-compliant meat to be sold in the state, California will lose almost all its pork supply, which much of which comes from Iowa, and pork producers will face higher costs to regain a key market. Animal welfare organizations for years have been pushing for more humane treatment of farm animals, but the California rules could be a rare case of consumers clearly paying a price for their beliefs. I have nothing wrong with the idea of treating animals humanely. I cannot mistreat anything, and I cannot mistreat an animal or a dog or a cat. I can't do that. It's not in me. I really can't. But when you go regulating people's lives down to that point, and it interferes with what we call a food supply chain, that's something else to think about. Some of these laws may be necessary, but a lot of them are overreached by green, we'll say, tree-hugging environmentalists who don't want anything to be eaten except plants. And then one day they figure out plants also, according to science, can actually have feelings, so to speak. They'll probably outlaw that also. Folks, it's getting a very interesting place to be. It really is. Everything's going to be controlled right down, and a little bit, I'll talk to you about that, right down to the water you use. It's going to be totally controlled. Right down the time you take a shower, wash your car, get a drink of water. It's going to be controlled. Go ahead, Melody.
No, I mean, I agree. It's you know, it's where does it all? And, you know, this what's interesting is there's no one, these people. And usually there's only like one or two people behind
yes.
some of these movements. And how they can move and get things done baffles me to some degree. No one ever... There's never any opposition to it. They've done it with everything. But they've done it little by little by little by little, here and there and there, and then all of a sudden these little things all equal up to one big thing. And it's amazing what they have accomplished.
Yes, it is.
Amazing.
It is. You know, and when you do it a little bit at a time, most people don't pay a whole lot of attention to it until it's too late. And that's,
yeah,
and that's
exactly.
Just too far down the road, you know?
Yeah.
I was talking to my grandsons about when I went to school, we could actually take a gun to school. We could literally take a gun to school, put it on the bus or carry it to school to go hunt after the day was over. And they had a hard time, you know, understanding how we could do that because it's been taken away. You know, every boy carried pocket knives. Believe it or not, boys wear pants and girls wore dresses. There wasn't any confusion of which one was which then. But the point of it is, it's been taken away a little bit here, a little bit there over the last 30, 40, 50 years that no one even knows is missing because they never had it. You follow what I'm saying?
I do.
So here we are. Here we are. Any comments on that? Do you want to move on?
Let's move on.
Is a four-day week for the future of work? We'll see. Working fewer hours is getting a new look during the pandemic as companies experiment with cures for employee burnout. Kickstarter chief executive Aziz Hassan had to embrace remote work during the initial stage of the pandemic. Now this boss wants to reward employees who stuck around with it with a new perk, the four-day work week. Starting next year, the Brooklyn crowdfunding company plans to allow employees to clock 8 fewer hours over 4 days for no less pay as part of a pilot study. Mr. Hassan's bet is that the shortened schedule will allow workers to juggle work and home life while having more time for personal pursuits. He hopes Kickstarter staff of roughly 90 will be just as productive in carrying out company's mission of funding creative projects, if not more so. You can't learn until you start doing it, Mr. Hansen said. People are curious what it would look like, and if it will work. So that's been battered back and forth now for several years. A 4-day work week. A lot of people do 4 days now, but they do 10 hours a day. So I don't know. We'll see. 8 hours if the people produce better because they're better rested and the minds are clear on the job. Maybe it is a good idea. I don't know that. I guess time will tell. I don't know, but 40-hour work week has been a standard of this nation longer than I've been alive. So I really don't know what to say on that. Any comments on that?
Nope.
It's an interesting concept. Now, talk about water, folks. And many years ago, we talked on our broadcast, and was placed with it, one of our guests, Deborah Tavares, said one day you'll be charged for every gallon of water that you use, even though you own private wells. And it's already started. It's been happening in Pennsylvania now for about 15, 20 years, in some of the wells, Pennsylvania. But now it's moving all the country. California drought, dozens of communities are at risk of running out of water. In Fort Bragg on the Mendocino coast, city leaders are rushing to install an emergency desalination system in Harrisburg. Watering has been banned with fines up to $1,000. In Hornbrook, a small town in Siskiyou County, faucets have been going completely dry. The chairman of the water district is driving 15 miles each way to take showers and wash clothes. Hear that? The chairman of the water district is driving 15 miles each way to take showers and wash clothes. So far, California's worsening drought has been an inconvenience in big cities, but is already imperiling an alarming number of communities, especially between the Bay Area and the Oregon border, threatening the water supplies for more than 130,000 people. The severe shortages are not just in small towns and rural hamlets that rely on one or two wells or streams that have run dry. Larger towns with their own reservoirs and water departments are in trouble too. Folks, this is weather control. I know people want to hear this, but it's weather control manipulation. I know it is, and it's been proven more than once. But the charge for water is an asset that you must have. And greed will help them maneuver things the way they want, but you must charge for taking a shower. Washing your clothes. You'll be rationed. Just like they're rationing out with electricity in some places in this country. They're getting used to the idea of doing without. Slowly but surely, the elite will not suffer, but the common people like you and I will. And that's just a fact. Anything on that, Melody?
No, but we can all get our $1,200 from government.
There you go. You won't buy anything, probably, but
to help pay for that water.
No, that won't even buy probably a month's supply of water. But Melly, this is getting serious because the maneuvers are right into the corner more every day and so many different directions at one time.
Really,
it's hard to keep up with it.
It is. We'll be right back.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Welcome back. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Make sure you visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. Make sure you sign up for a weekly newsletter. That'll be going out here pretty soon. And what's next, Butch?
Okay, well, I will say this. During the break, you and I and Todd were talking about the increase in traffic in my area, and you said the same thing in your area, tons of more traffic. And the same thing here in our area, tons of more traffic, Todd's in Pennsylvania, and you're in Maryland. I wonder if that's nationwide. I don't get it. Are the people all of a sudden deciding they're willing to travel while they can? The traffic on what we call Route 19, it is a main north-south drag is through our area in Summersville. But it's never been this busy before. It's unbelievably busy.
Well, number one, you have less people working. So they're not working during the day. You have those that don't want to go to work. You have those working at home. A lot of folks that are working at home. It takes a lot of discipline to work from home. And probably some folks work a few hours and they decide that they need to go out to go to the grocery store or whatever, and then come back and maybe run some errands, come back and work and so forth. So I'm sure it's a lot. People aren't flying. They'd rather be driving.
That could be so, but it's just amazing.
I would think those are some of the reasons. You just don't have that many people working, so they're driving around.
I just think I like to have the tax money just in our state alone off of one day's taxes on gasoline. So anyway, it's amazing. But anyway, we'll move on. This article is a little different, and I think it's a decent article. A new partnership with police in Colorado is putting smiles on the faces of motorists who may not have the money to fix a broken part on their vehicle. An advanced auto parts store has gifted the Denver Police Department with 100 gift cards worth $25 each to hand out to drivers who are normally pulled over by cops and given a warning ticket to pay a fine. Now, when they pull over motorists for, say, a bad headlight or the defective taillight, they'll have this option to give a $20 gift card to help the motorists get it fixed, get them back on the road and stay safe, a representative of Advanced Auto Parts explained. Denver Police Chief Paul Pausen says officers have already issued the cards and are enjoying the smiles that puts on drivers' faces. Advanced Auto Parts donation not only helps us get greater compliance with the motoring public, but it also helps us build and strengthen relationships with their community. Now this is funded by a private business. It's not coming out of taxpayers' pockets. And they're doing something a little different. If they see a person maybe really has a hard time making it, they need a headlight or tail light. They give them a gift card to go to Advanced Auto Parts and get it fixed. Now, that, I think, is a good move, Melody. I think it's some good news in all this mess. I think some good news.
That's nice. Who's paying for it?
Advanced Auto Parts.
That's very nice.
In Denver. So, coming out of a private corporation, that's called helping people on your own dime. That's what it should be, right?
Yeah, I'm sure it's tax deductible.
Oh, I'm sure it is. But it's still moving in the right direction. It's not coming out of taxpayers'
money. It's called image building.
There you go.
That's what it's called.
Again, if it's helping people and it works out for them, good for them.
Absolutely.
Good for them. Now, this next article seems like science fiction, but it's not. You remember the movie Minority Report?
I do.
What they see into the future?
Mm-hmm. I do.
Stop crying before it happened. Now listen to this.
I do.
The Pentagon is experimenting with using artificial intelligence to see days in advance. The Pentagon aims to use cutting-edge cloud networks and artificial intelligence systems to anticipate adversaries' moves before they make them. U.S. Northern Command, NORTHCOM, recently conducted a series of tests known as the Global Information Dominance Experiments, or GIDE, which combine a global sensor network, artificial intelligence systems, and cloud computing resources in an attempt to achieve information dominance and decision-making superiority. According to Northcom leadership, the AI and machine learning tools, testing experiments could someday offer the Pentagon a robust ability to see days in advance, meaning it could predict the future with some reliability based on evaluating patterns, anomalies, and trends in massive data sets. While the concept sounds something like a minority report, the commander of NORTHCOM says this capability is already enabled by my tools readily available to the Pentagon. Wow. Who would have thought that we'd see a minority report coming true?
It's kind of creepy.
It is kind of creepy. But if you think anything's private in today's society, you're creepy. There's nothing private any longer.
Did you just call me creepy?
No, I know you know there's nothing private. You already know that. You're not creepy.
Yeah,
you know that already.
Yeah, I knew that a long, long time ago.
I mean, this is the way it is. I mean, I ordered a pair of boots a year ago, and for 3 or 4 months, I got pop-ups all the time on boots. It really is weird. Now, a topic here that maybe we should think about, folks. Pfizer and Moderna have both made it clear that they see their COVID vaccination businesses as long-term profit drivers, not the public service that enabled them to receive billions of dollars in public money to effectively subsidize their development. And now that jabs from China and Russia are facing newfound skepticism across Europe and the emerging world, Big Pharma is showing its true colors and demanding a massive premium from all buyers of its jabs as Pfizer rolls out its first booster jabs. Now, folks, even Fauci says people who get the jabs are 74% likely to be spreading the virus themselves because they have it themselves. It's interesting that they're raising prices considering that the Pfizer jab hasn't exactly held up to the original promise of its efficacy. Despite their original promises not to profit of the vaccinations until the pandemic has ended, both companies are now seizing the opportunity to make hike prices charges to government like those in the EU. According to the latest EU supply contract seen by FT Pfizer, they raised the price of the COVID vaccine by more than 25%, and Moderna raised the price by more than 10%. Both companies are expected to generate tens of billions of dollars of revenue this year as they sign new deals with countries anxious to secure supplies for potential booster shots. Oh, Melody, we knew about money to start with. Nobody wanted to hear that, but you and I and others knew it was about money to start with. Now, Pfizer and Moderna say, yep, we're going to make tens of billions of dollars in profit off this shot. How's that for caring for the citizens?
Well, you know, they've already brought in $7.8 billion in revenue. I don't know if you just said that $7.8 billion in revenue in the last 3 months, huh?
I haven't said that, no.
$7.8 billion in revenue in the last 3 months, and they're on track to generate more than $33 billion this year. There you go.
That's not bad profit.
Mm-mm.
Not bad profit.
Not at all.
And to add to this, I don't know how New York stays. I don't know how these people can stand to live in New York. I really don't know how they handle it. I don't. I guess you're used to it. Kumo asks businesses to go to vaccine-only admission. Folks, I'm not here to preach to you, but the Mark the Beast is a commercial mark. You can't buy and sell without it. I'm not saying the vaccine is a Mark the Beast, but it certainly is getting us used to the idea. It's a teaching I did a few months ago entitled From the Mask to the Mark, folks. This is another maneuvering into a worldwide system of financial system. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo on Monday said he has asked private businesses to only offer admission to patrons who have been vaccinated against COVID-19 contending that it is in your best business interest to adopt the new policy. Private businesses, I am asking them and suggesting to them, go to the vaccine-only admission. Go to vaccine-only admission. We did this. Radio City Music Hall months ago reported vaccine-only sold out all the shows. Sport arenas, they went up about 90% with vaccine-only. Private businesses, bars, restaurants, go to a vaccine-only admission. I believe it's in your best interest, Cuomo said during a news conference. Cuomo said that he thinks implementing vaccine-only admission will help incentivize New Yorkers to get inoculated. Folks, hear that? It's all about forced vaccination. If you say to the people, well, if you don't have a vaccine, you can't get into these establishments, you will see a real incentive to get it vaccinated. Melody, would you call that a dictatorship? A medical tyranny?
Absolutely. But you know what's really funny, though? The vaccinated people can spread it just as much as someone who's not vaccinated.
That's the next article.
It's the degree of illness. That's all. I just don't get it.
Why? You know, worldwide, Germany, Paris, Australia, even, we'll get to Australia in a minute, people are out in the streets by the tens of thousands saying this is enough. What's happened to Americans? Have we become so lazy and complacent we don't want to say anything to upset anybody? What is it? I mean, a governor says we want businesses to say if grocery stores, bars, restaurants, unless you've proven vaccinated, you can't come into my business. Then that smack of the Mark the Beast system to you does to me.
Certainly does.
CDC says, not me.
And again, you can relate this to China's social system they have. It's the same thing.
It's the same thing.
Yep.
CDC says 74% of Delta cases are among vaccinated, which means the vaccines don't work. Now, that's what they said. The CDC released a study to support its recommendation for indoor masking for both vaccinated and unvaccinated Americans. The study focused on 469 cases of COVID-19 that broke out in the resort town of Cape Cod, Massachusetts, earlier this month, declaring that 74% of cases occurred in fully vaccinated people. The study is devastating to the narrative that COVID vaccines are effective and that those who are not vaccinated are causing the uptick in the infection. Folks are getting caught over and over in the lies. It's starting to unravel a little bit here. But yet we have Cuomo saying, if they don't get a shot, don't feed them. So it boils down to, if they don't get a shot, don't let them eat. That's what it boils down to. And the CDC said they don't work anyway 3/4 of the time. Oh, go ahead, Melody.
It, you know what, Butch, this is just so mind-boggling as we see this happen, and there's no one. I mean, when you hear one or two people that'll come out and, you know, they'll hem and haw a little bit and saying, you know, but they don't give the facts as far as, you know, hey, here, this is it and this is that. It is just amazing.
It is amazing. You know,
just truly amazing.
And even when the facts show up like the CDC saying this, who pays attention?
But you know what? Texas Governor Abbott, he issued an executive order prohibiting cities from requiring masks and vaccines. So maybe we all do need to move to Texas. He signed this on Thursday as an executive order prohibiting cities and other government entities in the state from enacting vaccine requirements or mask mandates to protect against the coronavirus, even as the virus is more contagious. Health, blah, blah, blah. Abbott's order applies to any government entities receiving state funds, including counties, cities, school districts, public health authorities, and government officials. He also declared that there be no COVID-19 related operating limits for any business or other establishment in the state in order to ensure the ability of Texans to preserve livelihoods while protecting lives. So,
well, see, there is some kickback, praise God, and maybe they'll start turning around fast enough that these people say, well, we can't do this any longer. But my question is, what would they do next?
Yeah.
To get people back in the box? Give them scared chipmunks? I mean, what do they do next?
Yeah.
What's next? You know they're going back down. They come too far. You remember about 15 years ago when Australia confiscated about all the firearms in Australia. You remember that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do.
Australia deploys helicopters and soldiers to order people to go home in one of the world's strictest COVID lockdowns. Gung-ho Aussie politicians have deployed the army and the helicopters to order people to go home in what was one of the world's strictest COVID lockdowns. One man caught a chopper shouting out of the sky, stay-at-home orders from a loudspeaker and shared it online. In footage, a blue and white helicopter circles the Aussie, who blurts out, "What the heck?" He's warned that local police would fine him, and he sure fine. Australia is enforcing one of the most severe lockdowns in the world, and recently called in the military to help enforce its zero COVID strategy. Under the government's policy, rule breakers caught on ignoring the latest regulations will be slugged with a $500 fine. Borders remain shut until the percentage of population to receive both jabs jumps from the current measly 17% to 80%. So they're literally putting choppers in the sky, talking to people, go home. So there you go. And very quickly, we're running out of time. New York City mayor. Now, we said the governor said this. The New York City mayor says, voluntary vaccine stage is over. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio announced tonight that on MSNBC that the time for voluntary getting the China virus vaccine is now over. You've got to shake people at this point and say, come on now, he said. We could not have been more kind and compassionate as a country. Free testing everywhere you turn, and send these friendly, warm embraces. Oh, gosh. And then de Blasio dropped the truth bomb. The voluntary phase is over, he declared. Voluntary doesn't work. It's time for mandates. I've been warning Americans for months now that we are on the verge of a complete government takeover of lives and our health care. President Biden has already dispatched squads of government agents to your neighborhoods demanding to know if you had a vaccine. It's not a stretch to imagine a day when you might be forced to take the vaccine at gunpoint. No, it isn't. Cuomo says don't feed them, and Blasio says force them. This is pretty big talk, Beldy. Pretty big talk.
It certainly is.
And mothers with mask injured children get law passed making school mask optional. This is in North Carolina. Two mothers stood up and said, we're not going to do it. And they got law passed. They don't have to do it.
All right. Hey, we're out of time.
I believe it's North Carolina. Anyway.
All right. Hey, we'll be back tomorrow. So until then, folks, be safe. Good night. And God bless. Give us a call. 1-800-375-4188.
Ain't it sad? Still, there never seems to be a single penny left for me.
That's too bad.